When Democrat Patrick Leahy takes over as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, he says that one of his first orders of business will be to give greater oversight to a program at the Department of Homeland Security. The program checks out every person coming into the U.S. and assesses the likelihood that each is a terrorist. As NPR's Adam Davidson reports, Leahy says he is sensitive to the concerns raised by civil liberties groups.
The program is called the Automated Targeting System. If you fly, drive, or walk across a U.S. border, your name and details will go into the system. Then customs or border guards will be told whether you deserve extra scrutiny. It's a way of catching potential terrorists whose names are not already on any list, says Homeland Security spokesman Jared Agin.
We would basically be blind to potential threats until someone has entered the United States if we didn't have screening methods like this in place.
Agin says there's nothing new here. The program has been active for about 10 years. Complex software looks at all sorts of data, how and when you bought your plane ticket, whether it's a one-way or round trip, what countries you've visited. If you happen to, say, have the same phone number as a known terrorist, you might be flagged and then screened more carefully at the U.S. border. Have we caught any terrorists using this system?
That would be classified.
Have people been stopped from entering the country?
Yes. You know, we do stop individuals coming into the U.S. through the system.
Agin says the system changes all the time, looking at new data or weighing old data differently, depending on how the risks in the world are changing. Agin wouldn't give a detailed list of the data used. Some have reported that the system looks at travelers' credit reports and past purchases, even their mortgage details. Jack Riley, a Homeland Security expert at the RAND Corporation, says the system's value is not so much in identifying terrorists, but in weeding out the people who don't require extra attention from overburdened law enforcement.
Those are people who are effectively being profiled out, and authorities are not wasting the resources on them. Sorry.
Hey, Willa, come here.
Good girl. Sit. So pretty much bark at anything that moves.
And that's exactly what we're trying to avoid, right? Barking at anything that moves.
Yeah, actually, you know, that's a very good analogy. We're trying to avoid barking at anything that moves by identifying those things that we ought to be spending extra time and attention on.
Barry Steinhardt with American Civil Liberties Union says the program is disastrous. Some people, he says, will be identified as likely targets without even knowing why, and that could ruin lives.
This system is not simply going to be used to decide whether or not you can fly, whether or not you can cross the border. It's going to be widely shared within the government. History tells us it's going to be shared outside the government with the private sector. People are going to find this as consequences in everything, from whether or not you can get a job with the government or outside the government to whether you can get a loan.
DHS spokesman Agin says Steinhardt's wrong. The program's data will be carefully protected. Adam Davidson, NPR News.